Hello, people. This is the Mad Scientist Supreme. Today is Multi-Subject Friday. The articles I've collected over the week, I'm going to go over them. Now, we've got this first one from Science News, March 9th, 2024, page 10. Newfound cells remember allergens. The finding may lead to new allergy treatments or even a cure. So, they found a new set of cells that remember allergens. So you get exposed to something you're allergic to, and you've got your cells out there willing to combat it. Well, if you've got hay fever, you remember the pollen, and your cells remember and go, fight this. Well, my cure that I've talked about a few times on this podcast is eating the allergens. You get bee pollen, which you can buy in the stores now. You mix that in with your food, eat it, and your internal organs, your gut tells your immune system, don't attack this because it's food. And over time, in most people, it will eliminate the allergy. So, small amounts, over time, you can eliminate allergies. Now, there's people that have other means or other reasons they're allergic to stuff, and this may be related. And so, you've got many different ways of becoming allergic to something. Some things you're born allergic to. So it doesn't work on everyone. But if this comes up with it solves for the rest of the people, or at least a large chunk of the rest of the people, it's worth pursuing. So let's hope somebody is actually working on that. A lot of these science advancements like this, they come up with this, oh, look, we found this. And they publish. Well, the people doing the research are done. They've published. They go off and do some more research. Now it's up to somebody else to pick up that ball and continue to do more research and figure out how to use this to benefit humanity. Let's hope somebody does. So the next one is from Scientific American, November 2023, page 18. Catching it early. Scientists develop wearable breast cancer scanners. Now, you've seen ultrasounds. You can look in and see the fetus, and it's one sensor sending in the signals, receiving the signals, putting it up on a screen. All computerized, yay. Now, let's say you had 100 of those sensors on your stomach all at once, and you're looking at the fetus, and you go, look at the detail. With 100 different scanners all going at different frequencies and a computer accumulating all that information together, you'd get an incredibly detailed 3D scan of the fetus. Well, you do the same thing with breast cancer. Put on a bra, have all the sensors around it, sending in the information, receiving the information, getting an absolutely detailed 3D image of what's going on in the titty area. Well, get the women in to wear these bras, and let's say every year. Just come in, wear the bra for an hour or 10 minutes, and if there's any changes, boom. You got the earlier scan, you got the current scan. You know the changes are. Even wearing it one time, you see a lump of cells that are not supposed to be there or more dense than they're supposed to be or whatever. However cancer presents itself, they go, oh, look, that might be cancer. And then wear it every day and see if it changes, see if it doesn't change. But they got a wearable. It's just a bra with a bunch of sensors on it that women can wear. Wear it all day, and it gets an incredibly detailed 3D image of the breast and what's going on in there. Pretty good tech, a nice idea. But let's expand that idea. Let's go to, you get a bed made with those sensors, ultrasound sensors, the entire bed. So you put a patient, have them lay down on the bed, they get a 3D scan of their entire body. Not only sound, but light. You have them lay on that, ultraviolet, infrared light goes in them and bounces back, and now you've got a 3D scan of them, and you can look at the different frequencies, the different everything. So you get somebody, and oh, they've got internal bleeding here, or this leg is broken, or this, you know, this is not a break, it's just a bruise. So that, let's expand that and make it a bed like they had on Star Trek, where you just lay down and all the reports and everything is right there. So let's go on to the next one. We've got this film from Science Magazine, 23 February 2024, page 809. NIH mega study analyzes first 250,000 genomes. All of us finds new DNA variants. All right, now, interesting. All of us is a group that I encourage you to join. National Institute of Health started this, All of Us. I got an email on it. I said, sure, why not? And they get a little bit of your health history, some of your DNA, free kit, and then you can look on your ancestry for free. So my son paid $100 for his. I got mine for free. And boom, you can know more things about yourself. And they're studying, you know, stuff and big algorithms, figuring out what's going on. I just kept this one because it said it was about the All of Us, the research. Since I'm a member of that, I figured, oh, I'll sell that. And I knew they were doing this huge study, and they're comparing everybody's genes that they can. So, wonderful. All right. Well, that's all for today. Thank you very much for listening. This is the Mad Scientist Supreme, signing out.